If you're sick, if you're sad, just call his name. Oh friend, you're not alone, he's with you.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now today's show, I am talking all about traveling with friends. And hey, I've met some friends as I've traveled. And one of the friends that I met is Catherine Beatty. And I've asked her to come on this segment because I want her to share a little bit about not only aging and staying active, but why you need to have travel as that way to stay active. Because if we travel with friends, that makes it even better. But sometimes we can travel without a friend and meet a lot of friends, which is the way Catherine and I met. Now, Catherine was born in a small town in Wyoming. And after her mother died, at 17, she left home and opened a radio store. She got married. She had three kids. She got divorced. And then she ran away to Seattle to become a radio jock. So, Catherine, I'm thinking this is going to be a breeze for you because you're a radio pro.
You know, I haven't done it for a few years, but to be quite honest, anytime I'm in front of a microphone or I have to speak, it does come pretty natural.
It comes back. Well, let me welcome welcome you to the show. It's certainly a pleasure to have you on the show. Now, I started this segment off by saying that you and I met with traveling, and that was on an Oprah magazine, Holland America Cruise, last year. Or was it? No, it was actually year before last, when we went to Alaska together. I can't believe it's almost been 2 years.
I know, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Now you were traveling on that trip. You had your daughter with you, right?
Correct. Yeah, I sure did.
But you met a lot of friends because there were all of these Oprah magazine insiders there, and you became part of our group.
Yeah, I kind of let you guys adopt me, so to speak. I had won a contest, and I got on the cruise through that, and one by one, well, the Oprah cruise in general just attracts a certain creative, powerful group of women. And initially, the first person that I met on the ship was Sarah, and she's an Oprah magazine insider, and it was kind of a fluke how that happened because we were in a little area of the ship where their Facebook was going to have some kind of meetup. And she and I are the only two people that showed up. And we were just standing there talking and contemplating whether we should hustle some of those donuts and stuff back to our cabins. And when we introduced ourselves, she told me who she was. And we made the connection right then and there because of how I, you know, came on the ship. And then she offered to edit a book if I were to ever write one. And then it kind of took off from there. And then you and I met. I think I gave you a hard time because it seemed like every time I turned around, you were there.
I know. We would run into each other everywhere at all the events, even just standing by the elevator, trying to get a spot on the elevator. We would run into each other.
I know. And I think I mentioned something like that to you. And then your beautiful smile. I was just attracted to your beautiful smile, the whole ship. It just brightened my day.
Thank you.
You know, one by one, you know, you start making the connections. And this ship is the perfect spot because you're really drawn to the type of people that you want to attract and who attract you. And it just kind of took off from there.
Well, in terms of meeting friends on a cruise, I mean, you have a couple of things already that you have in common. Obviously, you like cruising. Obviously, you are interested or like the destination where you're going to. So it's already a couple of thumbs up, even when you just get on board, that you're going to meet some people with like-minded, like-hearted, kind of things similar to what you have.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But, you know, it also gives you an opportunity to seek out people that maybe you wouldn't have previous.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives you an opportunity to talk to people. You're in a contained environment and you're going to be there anywhere from 3 days to, gosh, now cruises, you can go months at a time.
Yeah, that's true.
All the same, you're going to run into people, especially on Holland America, because it's a mid-sized ship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like a small community. and you get to know people in a very short amount of time.
Exactly.
And you have to, for me, it's not so hard. I was divorced 30, gosh, I can't even remember how many years now, 30 some years ago. And most of my adult friends are married. So I do a lot of solo trips. So it gives me the opportunity to meander around the ship and just talk to people. And I make little calling cards before I go on cruises so that it's just got my basic info.
Right.
So
right,
that I can keep those connections when I get home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And I'm talking to my friend, Catherine Beatty, who is I'm going to call you a professional traveler, Catherine, because that's what you're doing nowadays. You're traveling around having all of this fun, which is why I have you here on the show, because I want you to share with everyone how they can do the same thing, because you just mentioned that a lot of your trips are solo. So what tips do you have for people who are sitting back saying, oh, well, I can't do that. I'm by myself. I don't have anyone to go with me. I'm afraid something may happen. You know, who will know if something happens? You know all of the things that people say that kind of block them from going out and having this experience because they don't have anyone to do it with. What advice do you have?
Well, you know, for me, it just, you can't deny your happiness for fear of having no one to share it with. For me personally, it's either I find a way to do these things to fulfill my happiness, or I sit solo in my house and just kind of dwindle away, and I'm not ready to do that. I'm going to be 66 in February next month, and I think that you need to force yourself, and even on a tight budget. I just retired this past year or so, and even on a tight budget, you know, one of the things that I do is I get a credit card with points.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, probably one of my best tips because a lot of times, especially when you're on a fixed income, it gets down to dollars and cents.
Right.
So I get a credit card that you can get points to at least cover my airline if I need to fly to like Fort Lauderdale or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the number one thing, Anita, is sometimes we have to force ourselves into situations that sound scary to us to come out on the other side and go, wow, that was really cool. I can't believe I did that. And that was so much fun. And I want more.
I agree with you.
The bottom line, that was it for me. It's like dipping your toes into the water. You have that fear factor at first of it's going to be cold and I don't want to get my feet wet. But mm-hmm. then you jump in, you know, just like when we were in Half Moon Cay.
I was just thinking that. <know? laughs> We were so afraid to gotta dive in the water because it felt kind of cool. But then when we did, we couldn't get out of the water. I mean, it was a beautiful experience because the water is so great there in Half Moon Cay, which is where we're going back to on our cruise at the end of this month. But that is really, really a great way to describe it because that is exactly what it is. We're kind of afraid to stick our toe in the water, or we stick our toe in the water, but we don't go and get all the way in. Like, we take a little look at where we could go, but we don't make any plans to actually go and do those things.
And by the end of the day, we were like chin deep, if I recall.
We were.
And I don't normally get into water that deep because I'm not a swimmer. But, you know, I saw you guys out there and I'm like, well, I could do that.
I know.
Before you knew it, we were, yeah, it was great. But that's the bottom line is you know, if you love yourself, then you can love yourself by yourself.
That's true. Just as easy
as you can with people. So,
and with travel, I mean, you're bound to meet people. And you've said that throughout, you know, our conversation here that you're going to meet people just simply by the fact of you're getting out there. So while you're meeting people, just, you know, involve yourself in a conversation in some of the activities. Of course, be safe. I mean, we can't just go out there meeting people all over. But, you know, with, you know, safety in mind, you can certainly meet people and have a great experience. Activity equals a healthier and a happier life, I say.
And also, especially when you're traveling, you know, on the cruise ship, I reference, you know, meeting all the people on the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
But the ports, when you're on a cruise ship, one of the best adventures I ever had was when we ported at San Juan, Puerto Rico. That was awesome. I walked around Puerto Rico and just met some amazing people, just just tripping around the little city. Old Town Puerto Rico is one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen, not just the architecture, but the people, considering what they've been through.
And I'm happy, Catherine, that you and I will be cruising together, because we've come down to the end of this segment, but it surely is not the end of our opportunities to get out there, have some fun, and encourage other people to do the same thing. So, Catherine, thank you so much for coming on the show, sharing your story, and advising people to stay active.
Oh, thank you, Anita, and I'm looking forward to seeing your smile again. See you in, 2 weeks?
And thank you guys for joining me today on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. The show today has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacation. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Bye-bye.